at Penn and Kelly Show. Great way to message us. We got this from Teresa.
She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, whatever happened to etiquette and courtesy?
Oh.
Help me out here. A few months ago, my family had a function that was held at a venue, and although it wasn't black tie, it was a nice event, and guests were expected to dress nicely.
Mm-hmm.
My 81-year-old mother asked my nephew to please take off his baseball hat at the table.
Mm.
He refused, stating his hair was too long, and he looked shabby.
Okay.
His parents were also at the table, but didn't offer support to my mom.
Okay.
2 days later, it was my mom's birthday. We went to an upscale restaurant to celebrate. Guess what?
What?
That same nephew refused to attend unless he's allowed to sit at the table with his baseball hat on. By the way, he's 22.
Okay.
How do I tell him that he needs help in the etiquette department without sounding like an uppity bee? Thank you.
Is your mom upset about this?
Like, I don't
know. Or is it
know.
Just you? I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't want to poo-poo what your feelings, Teresa.
Well, I mean, her mom asked the nephew to take off his baseball hat,
oh,
and he
I guess.
Refused.
Okay, maybe I missed that.
So
maybe
she's probably that. Annoyed, but yeah. She's 81 and probably thinks, well, I'm not going to rock the boat. Just want to have a nice dinner.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk to the parents. Say, hey, pull your son together. Do something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What would you say to her?
I would definitely talk to nephew's parents and just be like, hey, you know, there's some etiquette. Maybe when we're going to nicer places.
Yeah.
You think maybe you can encourage him to cut the hair if he's using the hat to cover the shabby hair, and then get a haircut. And then he can feel like that he can go out without a baseball hat on.
Or man bun. That's a thing, right?
Man bun, indeed.
Yes.
There are ways that you can calm the unruly shabby hair and still be appropriate for wherever you're at.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are it's very ignorant to wear a baseball hat at the dinner table.
Uh-huh.
And if the kid's hair is that long, he should put it up in a man bun.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, man bun.
For sure. All right. Yeah. I think I agree with Kelly. Talk to the parents on this. And if it's that much of an issue, maybe they just stop getting invites.
Ooh, that could be.
I don't know. You know,
that could be.
Maybe it's just like, all right, well, you know, until you guys can figure stuff out, a little respect, cut your hair, you hippie.
Well, yeah, maybe, and give them a heads up. Like the next time there's going to be like a nice event, a nice place that they're going. Give, you know, the nephew's parents. Exactly.
Yeah,
give him a heads up so he has time to take care
prepare.
Of whatever he needs to take care of so that he can
like
show
that.
Up not wearing a baseball hat.
I like that. Yeah. This is what we expect. No, this is a no hat. This is a nice event type of thing. And I don't know how many nice events you guys are holding, but, you know, maybe this isn't actually going to happen for another, you know, few months or
well,
so.
Well, sometimes you go out to dinner and you want to, you know, dress nice and that kind of thing. I get that. I do kind of relate to the struggle a little bit because my teenage son, like, kind of refuses to wear anything other than, like, athletic shorts
mm-hmm.
and, like, basketball clothes. It's basically what he's always wearing. And when I want to go out to dinner or go to church, I'm like, hey, can you at least put on, like, khaki shorts, collared shirt, something, please? But it's
comfortable, Mom!
I'm begging for him to cut his hair. It's much, but it's the style.
I was going
to
say,
just
it's the style
be like
right
a
now.
Mop on top of his
yep,
head.
Yep, that's the
style.
That's
the way they're all wearing
sure.
I'm just like, please, just trim it up a little bit, please. It just looks crazy. I get it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We feel for you, or at least Kelly feels for you.
I know the struggle.
All right, let us know how it works out.